WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes, and it's hosted by me, as you already pointed out.
Okay.
Hurrah.
Our September program.
September's here.
Yeah, and we haven't heard from these guys in a while.
That's right.
But they're definitely going strong.
Yeah, and they're playing all over the place, seems like, so.
Yeah. We'll get the show started tonight with, and who is the Swamp?
Here's the Chapman Brothers doing 24 Hours by the Marshall Tucker Band.
I gotta keep my wheels
guy, the old rock band, is he? Clever lyrics here, huh?
Yeah. Izzy coming at us tonight. Swamp,
Izzy.
Good work.
Yeah, this old rock band Izzy I was part of, and Dale Annenberger, Charlie Schaefer, Dave Mayfield, and Mike Smith. And I was talking about Cheap Trick earlier. Maybe we can play some Cheap Trick tunes. Then I remember that Izzy actually had recorded some cover tunes, and one was a Cheap Trick song called Tonight. And we recorded that back in about 1980, I believe. And a guy's basement down in Belleville, a guy named Larry Phillips, who coincidentally was a guitar player for the Jarrells.
Yeah, we got to get some Jarrells music here.
If anybody knows any Jarrells music out there, let us know.
Let's do it, yeah. Okay. Okay, Swamp, what's up next tonight?
Well, we have a song called Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff with the Gold, and it's a parody.
Okay.
We remember Bernie. Everybody remembers Bernie
Madoff.
Everybody
remembers Bernie, yeah.
Bernie, I think he's doing time right now.
I believe he's a time doer, yes.
Which, probably rightly so. This was recorded, it was written by Bob Whiteside and Craig Baumberger. Everybody knows those characters pretty much.
They're well-known.
Well-known, and I think this is at Bob's house. We recorded in his home in Sorrento. It's a parody song, of course, and it's written to the tune of Glendale Train, if people know the Glendale Train song. This is Dale Hannaburger on vocals and guitar, and myself on dobro.
Here we go.
Still calendar.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Well, somebody robbed the stock exchange this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the stock exchange and left the investors crying. He clean made off with 60 B's the brokers didn't know. Somebody robbed the stock exchange, Bernie made off with the dough. Oh, Bernie was a financier with 20 years on the street. The company's reward him, his success was very sweet. Well, everything was swell till the market fell. Then he looked outside and saw men with badges, men in suits, and they all worked for the law. Somebody robbed the stock exchange this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the stock exchange and left the investors crying. He clean made off with 60 B's and the brokers didn't know. Somebody robbed the stock exchange, Bernie made off with the dough. Well, somebody told the SEC he was running a Ponzi scheme. He made his fortune by stealing ours and took the American dream. He stole from the poor and books with more and emptied their accounts. The SEC and the bean counters can't add up the amount. He drove to court in his SUV this morning at 9:30. He came to enter a guilty plea. I'm not lying. He moved from a penthouse in the sky to an 8-foot prison cell. He asked the judge, can I stay at home? And the judge said, go to hell. Well, somebody robbed the stock exchange this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the stock exchange and left investors crying. He clean made off with 60 B's, but the brokers didn't know. Somebody robbed the stock exchange, Bernie made off with the dough. I said, somebody robbed the stock exchange, Bernie made the dough.
There goes old Bernie.
Bernie.
Getting off of the dough.
Yeah. Don't hear much about him anymore.
Well, he's enjoying his retirement, I'll bet.
Yeah. Kind of enforced retirement there, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
We thought that was going to be a hit. Of course, little do we know. So.
Well, yeah. Well, we still got a shot. You never
maybe know. No. Maybe
Bernie,
so.
Bernie made off.
We never give up.
Swamp, we did a real fine tune by a group called the Rural Rights Revival last month. We got some more from them.
Yeah, we do. Here's one called Lonesome Pine. I don't know much about the origin of this tune, but I really like the tune. It's one you don't hear a lot. And we'll conclude with Hot Burrito Breakdown, which is a good old fast banjo tune.
A double play.
Double
play. Fast banjo tune to get us out of it.
Yeah,
sound like a winner, Swamp.
All right.
Thank you.
in the mountains, the one room house where I was born. Even now my memories linger, my mama's smile so soft and warm. Lonesome pine, I can hear you calling, calling me back to my home, where the fox and the hound through the hills are roaming. Lonesome pine calling me home. Since I left that cabin in search of wealth, fortune, and fame, and late at night when I'm alone and lonely, I hear my daddy call my name. Lonesome pine, I can hear you calling, calling me back to my home, where the fox and the hound through the hills are roaming. Lonesome pine calling me home. Someday soon I'm gonna travel back to the land I love the best. In the stillness of the mountains, I will find sweet peace and rest. Lonesome pine, I can hear you calling, calling me back to my home, where the fox and the hound to the hills are roaming. Lonesome pine calling me home. And the hound to the hills are roaming. Lonesome pine calling me home.
Lonesome Pine and Hot Breeder Breakdown, The Rural Right Survival Band, which is more or less functioning. I think they're on life support right now, but I guess they could be called out anytime if you get a gig out there. So.
Yeah, bring them out. Let's hear it. I'd love to see them live.
Yeah.
Swamp, tell us about this next guy up here. He's got a real smooth sound.
He does, yeah. Here's an old fella. He's not with us anymore. He passed away in 2008, but got to know him in the early 2000s through Lyle Mayfield and ran into him. Some of the harmonica you're going to hear is by Don Hoffman, a guy from Belleville, a lawyer who's still a good guy. But Lyle Mayfield's playing some guitar on here, and the fellow's name is Earl Gibson, and when we met him in the early 2000s, he wasn't really playing too much anymore. He had a stroke, but in his prime, he was a very good jazz-type guitarist, and he played a lot of the old kind of tunes from the 40s. He was a member of the Ink Spots back in the 40s for a while, so a lot of people heard about them, and he eventually ended up in East St. Louis, and so we'd see him down there once when he'd come up to Greenville and got to know him. And, just a really lively, funny guy. So just something a little different here, so hope everybody enjoys it.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll know much more than I'll ever know. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll know much more than I'll ever know. And I say to myself, I say, self, what a wonderful world. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
That was Earl Gibson again in playing a standard called Wonderful World. When I hear that song, of course, most people think of Louis Armstrong, and I never got to meet Louis Armstrong, but I always kind of felt like Earl was sort of my Louis Armstrong there, so have good memories of him here. So.
Swamp, got something good coming up here.
I think so. We heard from this lady, I think, maybe on the first program, possibly, and a few programs ago, playing fiddle. And her bread and butter is singing. And she has lead singer on this, and but she's singing some harmonies and playing fiddle, too. It's Allison Krauss, and she's playing Wild Bill Jones.
And she was a... She's got some Greenville background, right?
A little bit, sort of. We, I met up with her. I played in a band with her back in the early 80s. And she's living in Champaign at the time, Champaign, Illinois. And she came down once. We did a recording down in Florida, Illinois, in 85. So then beyond that, she kind of went on and lived in Champaign for a while, and eventually made the move to Nashville, which everybody does if you really want to make it, I guess. So, and she's done real well, so...
Here she is.
There you go. Alice Krauss there, obviously singing and playing fiddle. Her guitar player is a guy named Dan Tominski, who has his own band. The dobro player is a guy named Jerry Douglas, who's really got some fame in the bluegrass world and other kinds of music, too, but a very good dobro player. A guy named Ron Blanc was playing banjo, I think, and a guy named Barry Bales was on the bass, so just a great band. They're together most of the year. Allison goes out and tours with a few other people from time to time, and then these guys, you know, go out and play with their own bands, too. So, but it's always quality music when you're hearing those names.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Thanks. Good. Thanks for bringing that in.
You betcha.
Hey, John, we've got Jake Hamill in the studio with us tonight. And that's not all. We got Randy Hamill here, too. I think they're related somehow. I'm not sure. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. It started way back when we was the East of the River Boys.
That's right. It was about 10 years ago, wasn't it, Randy?
Yeah, at least.
Or maybe a little longer.
East of which river? Though?
East of the river. East of the Kaskaskia River. Over there at Carlisle.
Mr. Sloppy, too, I guess. We're used to the Mr. Sloppy there, too.
It's muddy.
Anyway, Jake's a real good fiddler. We're going to have him playing fiddle this evening. And you just heard Fade of Love there.
Ask Jake to say hi so we know.
Hello, Jake. Here. Say hi, would you?
Hello.
He's a man of few words, so.
Sorry, not really want to talk much.
He never says much unless he has something to say there. So, but he's going to play fiddle and guitar and sing and all that kind of stuff. So he plays banjo, but I don't think he's been playing it lately. So.
Well, not too much.
So anyway, he might be out of shape on that. So we're just going to get him play fiddle, and he does a fine job on fiddle. And his father, Randy, over here is going to play dobro and maybe harmonica, I think, too, and maybe vocalize also. I don't know. See what happens.
Love you.
All right, here's the old fiddle tune called Faded Love. Classic bluegrass tune, Orange Blossom Special, fiddle tune here for you. Thank you.
Hey, that's old brother Jake Hamill playing the Orange Blossom Special. How's that?
Who was that on guitar?
Who was that? Oh, that's me on the guitar. All right, here's Jake Hamill again with the old Merle Travis song called Dark as a Dungeon. He's going to hit some low notes on this out there, folks, so be ready.
Seek not your fortune in a dark, dreary mind. It'll form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. Well, it's many a man I've seen in my day that lived just to labor his whole life away. Like a fiend with the dope or a drunkard his wine, a man will have lust for the lure of the mind. Sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner and dig in my bone. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, danger's double, pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. And the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
All right, that's Jake singing Dark as a Dungeon. There's a little story about that. Jake was a few years ago, he's a younger man. He sang that song around home, and his mother, Jan, said, can you lower your voice, Jake? Said okay, and then he started singing like this. So that's the origin of that. That's not a true story, but I enjoy it.
Oh,
you got
the
lower your voice.
Swamp got something here from our old buddy Taylor Steele.
Yeah, Taylor Steele playing back when she's a kid. She's not very old now, but I don't know, 8 or 9 years old back when she started.
Well, this is live at a festival, so we're going to get into a festival announcer, and then we'll hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Start and get cranked up.
Sounds very cool.
It's called Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah. Okay. Very good.
Please give a nice, big Moccasin Creek Festival welcome to Taylor Steele and the Love Preachers.
Jeremiah,
A chance to talk to Taylor Steele about what she's been up to lately here.
Yeah, so in Effingham, I've moved here for the music scene. It's kind of drawn me. There was an open mic at Village Wine that I kept going back to whenever I lived in Greenville. But now I have a band, my first band that I've ever had, and we have a guitarist, drummer, bassist, and it's kind of the whole deal. And I've been really excited working with them, and we've played about five festivals, outdoor festivals this summer in the area. So I'm just really excited to watch that grow and us kind of mold ourselves into what kind of music and what kind of band we want to be. But I'm mostly excited about playing my original music with these friends of mine. So we played at Moccasin Creek Festival and recorded our whole set and have, you know, had a blast sharing it with everybody, and we've gotten a great reception.
Swamp, you know this next guy coming up.
Yes, I do. Known him for a while, a little while. Anyway, this is Aaron O'Toole's brother, Mike, who unfortunately is no longer with us. He passed away 10 years ago. So not a very old guy when he passed away, but he left a little something for us here. So.
Yeah, well, let's listen.
Yeah.
I see trees are green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies blue, clouds white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the sky. They're also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They really say, I love you. So pretty in the sky, they're also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They really say, hello. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Swamp, who was doing the strumming on that tune? I really liked that.
Yeah, some good chords on that. That was Mike playing guitar on there, too. He was accomplished guitar player, a lot above the average, higher above than the average. So,
Swamp, who's this next guy up here?
Well, John, this is something we don't usually do here. We don't have too much procedure, but CD came in the front desk, and I don't know, looked interesting. So, see what it sounds like. I suppose, is that all right with you?
Mystery artist,
mystery person of some sort. Yeah, I think it's. I have no idea who it is.
Well, here's a family tune. Sure hope it ain't your family. Sure hope it don't become my family. Here we go. Well, there's a geezer in our freezer, and he looks a lot like somebody we all know. Frozen solid is a side of beef, or maybe buffalo. Buffalo. Yeah, Grandma loved Grandpa, but Grandpa loved Cousin Gale. freezer, and grandma's in the Bond County Jail. If you want to visit Grandpa, you can view him anytime. Just don't expect much conversation, he's as stiff as Georgia pine. There's a geezer in our freezer, but we don't know for how long. Judge Knight says Grandpa's evidence and a story gone all wrong. And until the case is closed, you might take ice cream off your list of midnight snacks. Busting open the freezer door that time of night could cause a heart attack. Yeah, there's a geezer in our freezer, and he's set up just like somebody we all know. Frozen solid as side of beef or maybe buffalo. Sometimes we blame Grandma, but we'd like to spring her and bring her home. Especially Cousin Gail, poor girl says she's all alone. Do the refrain one more time, what do you say? There's a geezer in our freezer, and he smells a lot like somebody we all know. Frozen solid is a side of beef or maybe buffalo. Well, they couldn't buffalo Grandma.
Well, our mystery will remain a mystery, right, Swamp?
I guess so. Did you have any clues or any ideas?
It was a mystery to me.
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep it that way, I guess. I don't know.
Swamp, how about ending tonight up with a little bluegrass? What do you think?
Yeah. Here's my old friend, Fiddlin' Jim Hoyles, backed up by the Bluegrass Cheeseburgers, and this was recorded live at the old Rotten Gun Club, north of Greenville here.
The old Rotten Gun Club?
Rotten Gun.
Rotten Gun Club.
Rotten Gun Club. Yeah.
I'm a member of the
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, the Rotten Gun.
A paid-up member.
Okay, Rotten Gun
Club. Rotten Gun Club.
Jim was a caretaker there.
So. All right. Swamp, another program comes to a thundering and a wondrous ending here tonight.
Yeah. I thought it was a good show myself.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
WGEL Greenville.